Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has joined a coalition of Northeastern governors to coordinate when and how to reopen states for business after this coronavirus pandemic. Baker is the only Republican in the group of seven governors. The group is coming about as the state sees a surge in coronavirus infections. Joining us this morning to talk about all this is WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So the idea of states working together to figure this out, figure out how to reopen and when to reopen, seems to make sense, right? Since coronavirus doesn't respect state borders.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, think about it this way. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense if, say, Rhode Island decided to open up for business while Massachusetts remained closed. You might have a situation where folks living near the state line would cross over, go to dinner in Providence, and then return home to Massachusetts, bringing with them more risk of infection, if not infection itself. So the governors from these states are talking about coordinating about when and how to reopen.
But then, of course, there's President Trump, who has advocated for opening the country back up much earlier than many governors and has suggested that the decision on when to reopen and how is completely up to him, not them. Here's what he said yesterday, President Trump said yesterday at the White House briefing.
When somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total. And that's the way it's got to be.
Total. Your authority is total.
It's total. It's total. And the governors know that.
Well, Anthony, what does Governor Baker have to say about that?
Well, he didn't respond directly to that, but he was pretty clear yesterday that he remains focused on responding to the surge of infections that are expected to peak here in the coming week or 10 days. So in terms of when Massachusetts could reopen, the short answer from Baker is not yet and not for a while. He says before that can happen, they need to be able to do a lot more testing, and the rate of new cases needs to slow down significantly.
But I really don't want people to start to think today that this is over. I want people to realize that today is the beginning of what we expect is going to be a very difficult period.
Well, given what the governor says there, Anthony, what's the current thinking about how long the surge of new cases will last?
Well, first of all, Baker says this, of course, is all based on modeling, and he stresses that a model is just that, a model. But according to a lot of smart people, the governor says the surge is expected to last for the next week or 10 days at least, maybe longer, he said. So he's urging residents to continue what they've been doing, to stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. As for the president's claim that he has total authorities, the governors, Bob, would probably disagree and say they have authority at the state level. And keep in mind, the governors decided when and if to impose stay-at-home orders, so it will likely be up to them when to lift them. And Baker isn't ready to do that anytime soon. And neither, by the way, is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
I've watched over the last couple of days certain federal leaders talk about reopening the economy after May 1st. That's not only unrealistic, that's completely irresponsible. We are still in the very beginning of this surge. We have to stay focused.
Big picture, Anthony, give us the latest numbers on how many people are sick and tell us what the Baker administration is saying about whether hospitals are prepared.
So the State Department of Public Health yesterday reported almost 1,400 new cases in the state, which brings the total number of people who've tested positive to just shy of 27,000. The state also reported 88 new deaths yesterday for a total of 844 people who've died of COVID-19 across Massachusetts. And the numbers are going up. Yesterday, Governor Baker said the search for personal protective equipment continues to ensure that frontline medical workers have what they need. The state has introduced a program that encourages Massachusetts manufacturing companies to retool and produce this equipment, and some companies are already doing that. And as of yesterday, Mary Lou Sutters, the state's Secretary of Health and Human Services, said about half of Massachusetts hospital beds are still free. But she also said that could change quickly.
However, I would remind everyone that given that we are seeing more than 2,500 confirmed cases, new confirmed cases a day, we won't know the full impact of whether individuals are hospitalized until the next 7 and 10 days. This is just the eye of the storm.
So, Bob, the Baker administration and many doctors are hopeful that given everything that's been done, from social distancing to setting up field hospitals across the state, that the medical system won't be overwhelmed in Massachusetts, like it was, for example, in New York. But the fact is, we won't know that until we get through the surge, however long that lasts.
And, Anthony, one more question. In his briefing yesterday, did the governor even suggest a date as to when the state might reopen, or did he not even go near that?
No, he didn't. I mean, he keeps coming back to this modeling and talking about a week or 10 days, but then stressing that it's just a model. We don't know. We don't know how long the surge is going to last. And what he's really trying to do in terms of the message is to urge people to continue what they're doing, that we're in this for a bit longer and people have to continue to take it seriously before we can sort of talk practical steps about how to reopen the state.
Thank you very much, WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Good to talk to you this morning, Anthony.
Good to talk to you, Bob. Take care.